Good morning. You're listening to Morning Edition on WBHM and WSGN. I'm Tanya Ott. The Reverend Al Sharpton is coming to Birmingham. You might have heard. He'll be here tomorrow to attend a forum and rally against the downsizing of Cooper Green Mercy Hospital. Jefferson County Commission voted last month to close the inpatient unit and emergency room at the county-owned hospital. They say it's a financial drain, and they want instead to establish a new model featuring an urgent care facility and two clinics focused on preventive care. Critics say the hospital is self-sufficient and a vital service to the uninsured and underinsured. Birmingham News columnist John Archibald is here. John, what exactly do supporters of the hospital hope to accomplish by bringing Al Sharpton to town?
Well, they want to put pressure on that majority of the commission to rethink their decision. I mean, this decision has been really divisive, not just in the black community, but in the poor community and all those communities that use that hospital. And they really believe that the majority of the commission has been deaf to those concerns. And this does sort of reinvigorate the argument.
So the majority, as you said, has been kind of deaf. They've said, you know, this ship has sailed. They are not backing down. Even the governor tried to intervene, and they said, yeah, no thanks. I mean, is there any reason to believe that Al Sharpton is going to have any more luck in putting pressure on them?
You know, my head tells me no, that like you say, this ship is gone. But my gut says, you know, the more outside pressure, the more people who protest, the more pressure you bring to bear that's not, you know, Mary Moore and John Rogers and this group that's been protesting all along. You just never know what happens. I mean, it has this sort of effort has been effective in other communities. So, you know, you can't write it off.
And, of course, the argument that Reverend Sharpton and others on the national scene have made is that this is something that's happening in communities across the country, communities with indigent hospitals.
Right. There's a belief that there's a so-called attack on indigent care, publicly funded indigent care all over the country. So we shall see.
The debate over Cooper Green has taken on a civil rights flavor. We've had rallies. There are allegations of racism. But there's another civil rights controversy making news these days. During a discussion about how to mark next year's 50th anniversary of some of the civil rights events, Birmingham City Councilwoman LaShonda Scales worried out loud that their history is being co-opted by special interests. In particular, she took issue with a photo exhibit of lesbian families at the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute. Now, she said being gay is a choice, being black isn't, and she's not alone in believing that.
No, she said she was, quote, floored when she saw the exhibit at the Civil Rights Institute because the way she views civil rights is a black and white issue that happened in the 60s. And then in my view, that's a real disconnect with what civil rights, what human rights are and should be, and what that institute is set up to not just exhibit but to study. It was quite telling.
And that institute, the Birmingham Civil Rights Institute, of course, has not shied away from, you know, looking at issues of sexual orientation, looking at rights for women and other groups beyond just the black-white.
Yeah, that was really the first real exhibit, I think, that featured that. And there's been a lot of resistance along the way, and it was somewhat courageous on the part of the institute to do that, particularly in the face of this. One of those things that when we, you know, start trampling on the rights of others, we, you know, trample on our own.
Do you think this controversy is going to have legs, or is it just going to be a blip on the radar as we move into 2013?
Well, I think it will have to continue. We're about to celebrate the 50th anniversary of 1963, one of the greatest years in all of civil rights movement. And, you know, it is not just a point stuck in time. If we are going to be a city that stands for civil rights and human rights, I mean, that is not just a 50th anniversary. We have to learn from it and move forward. And clearly this will be an issue going forward.
Okay, so speaking of moving forward, we've got a couple of other topics to get to. Birmingham School Board President Edward Maddox resigned this week as part of his plea agreement for charges that he, if you kind of boil it down, used professional positions for personal gain. Now, he was one of the anti-Craig Witherspoon majority. How does his resignation change the school board dynamics?
You know, the truth of the matter now is it doesn't change it at all because the state board is still in charge. We still have a dysfunction on the board. And yes, there's not going to be an absolute majority there, but we'll get an appointment soon made by the board, but the state board still is in charge until further notice.
Does it have any impact on accreditation and the panel that's been looking at the city?
Accreditation panel says yes. I mean, it's yet another reason to focus more negative attention on Birmingham. So, yes, it probably will have a negative effect there.
Okay, moving over to Jefferson County, the lead in-house attorney, Jeff Sewell, demanding a pay raise. He's already the highest paid county employee, probably the highest paid county employee in the state, maybe the country. Who knows? The county, of course, is bankrupt. Where's this story headed?
Well, you know, the most remarkable thing is that he has support on the commission and elsewhere from those who want to pay him more than $400,000 a year, more than the president of the United States, because they believe he is, like the many outside attorneys we pay even more, instrumental in our negotiations. So in all likelihood, he will get his raise probably by next week.
Does that set a dangerous precedent for the county?
No, the precedent was set years ago when they hammered out the deal that would pay him this raise. So, I mean, you can blame, again, the previous commissioners, but the current ones are, of course, complicit now.
Okay. John Archibald, thanks for joining us again.
Thanks for having me.
John's column appears in the Birmingham News and on AL.com on Wednesdays, Fridays, and Sundays, and you can catch a lot of his coverage there. And you can catch him here on Thursdays on Morning Edition.